Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Well, there is something about me that most of you do not know. I like to scare people. Now, you could ask Shannon, our former custodian, because she was really easy and fun to scare. One of the times I remember most, though, was when I was the associate pastor at State Street. Now, if you're not familiar with State Street, it's one of those big stone castle-looking churches that's scary enough in itself when you're there alone or when you think you're alone. Well, late one evening, I was working late, and my office was on the second floor. The other associate's office was on the third floor, and he thought he was the only one left in the building. And as I was leaving, I heard him coming down the stairs. And so I hid around the corner, and as he made the turn to go down the last flight of steps, I jumped out and scared him, and he just wilted on the steps. I got a big laugh out of it. He didn't think too much of it. But to his credit, a couple of weeks later, he got me back just as severely as I had gotten him. Now, I have one rule about scaring people, and that is I always stay out of arm's reach. Because when you are scared, you're either fight or flight. And if you're the ones that like to fight, I don't want to be in arm's reach of you. Now, also, there's something you need to know about me, and that is if you scare me, I probably won't hit you. I'm more of a flight kind of guy than a fight kind of guy. But what you need to know is that if you scare me, I might say something that's not appropriate to be said from the pulpit. So just be warned. So what's your reaction? What's your reaction when you're frightened? Is it fight? Is it flight? Is it something else? Well, during Advent, we've been looking at instances where the angels have told people, do not be afraid. And in these stories, we've seen a lot of different reactions. A couple of weeks ago, we looked at Zechariah, and the scripture says when the angel appeared to him, he was terrified and overwhelmed. And his fear led him to doubt the message of the angel that he and Elizabeth would have a child in their old age. And then next came Mary. When the angel appeared to her, he also said to her, do not be afraid. But Mary didn't seem to be afraid at all. She seemed to be more perplexed than afraid. She was okay in the presence of the angel. She was okay standing in the presence of divine mystery, of standing in what was partly known, partly unknown. She was okay standing where she could not fully understand all that was happening or was going to happen to her. And then today our story is of the shepherds. And when the angel appears to the shepherds, you have that same comment. Do not be afraid. But the scripture says the shepherds were terrified. And I suspect that most of us would be terrified if an angel appeared suddenly to us. The real issue is how we respond when we are afraid. Once the initial terror wears off, how do we respond? Well, the shepherd's response was curiosity. When the angels had left them, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place." The shepherds had heard this wonderful news, and they were curious to see and to experience all that the angel had told them. So they made their way to Bethlehem, and when they did, they found Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus wrapped in cloths lying in the manger. Now, there is a little known story about Balthazar, one of the shepherds, who was out in the field watching over the flocks at night. Now, Balthazar had heard the same message that the other shepherds heard. He had heard about the baby Jesus. He had heard the choir of heavenly hosts singing praises to God. And when the shepherds decided to go to Bethlehem to see all that had been told them, Balthazar's response was, "You know, you guys go ahead. I'm just going to stay here. Somebody needs to stay with the sheep anyway. I really don't want to walk to Bethlehem to see some baby lying in a manger." Unlike the other shepherds who were curious about what the angel had told them, curious to see what was awaiting for them, Balthazar wasn't curious at all. He didn't care. He didn't want to see what had been told him. And so Balthazar stayed behind as all the others went to Bethlehem. The shepherds, like all people in Israel, had been waiting a very long time for the Messiah, for the Savior of the world. And now he was in walking distance of them. And the shepherds, all but Balthazar, went to see this Messiah, this Savior. Just think of the stories the shepherds got to tell as the years passed. Stories of how there that night, they were there when the Savior was born, and they saw him that night. But Balthazar, he had nothing. No stories, no great joy, no peace. He had missed it all. So what's your reaction when you're frightened? Is it fight or flight, or is it something else? We don't have too many angelic appearances nowadays, or at least that we know of. But what we do have is the Holy Spirit that dwells in each of us, and that Holy Spirit speaks to each of us. And when the Holy Spirit speaks, we don't always recognize it. We don't always experience it as God speaking to us. Sometimes we just name it as a feeling or name it as a hunch. But I firmly believe that the Holy Spirit dwells within each of us and that the Holy Spirit calls us frequently. Now, we may not always recognize it. We may ignore it when it comes. We may not have invested enough time in building our relationship with the Spirit to be able to hear when the Spirit speaks. Maybe we recognize it, but then we refuse to respond, afraid that we can't do what the Spirit's asking us to do, or maybe like Balthazar, we just aren't curious about what God would be asking us to do, just not interested and following where God would have us go. Now, those of you who are members of MUMC, recently you received in the mail a form where you could indicate your interest in serving in a ministry in the life of the church, where you minister to the community and to one another. I believe that the Holy Spirit called every one of you, when you got that form, to fill it out. Now, some of you didn't recognize that call. Others of you had this feeling that, well, I should fill this out, but instead you just threw it in the trash can. Others of you had the feeling that, you know, I should fill this out, and so you laid it over on the pile of wherever you pile stuff like that. For us in our house, it's on the end of the kitchen cabinet, thinking that, well, I'll get to this later. Others of you heard the call very clearly to serve in a particular ministry in the life of the church, but again, for whatever reason, you haven't filled it out yet. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're afraid you don't have the ability to do what God's asking you to do. Maybe you believe you don't have time. Maybe you're just not curious about what God can do in and through your life to minister to the lives of others. We may not hear angelic choirs, but the Holy Spirit does speak to us. And frequently when the Spirit speaks, the Spirit is calling us. So whether that call is to full-time ministry or whether that call is to a specific ministry like teaching a Sunday school class or volunteering with the children or with the youth, I pray that you will be like the shepherds. When you hear that call, I pray that you will be curious about what God can do in and through your life to make a difference in someone else's life. When I've heard people talk about a call, a particular call, particularly the full-time ministry, they most often talk about it in terms of had to. I just had to answer that call to ministry. I always thought of it as I got to answer that call to ministry. In other words, I get to follow God. It's a matter of curiosity. Wondering where God would lead, wondering what God could and would do in my life. When I said yes to God almost 40 years ago, I was just a good old country boy with only one semester of college under my belt, and in that one semester of college, I failed English 101. But I was curious. I was curious about what God could do to take somebody like me and how God could use me in ministry. I was scared out of my mind when I said yes. But my calling today is still, I get to follow God. And from that very first day that I said yes, my life with God has been an adventure. Over the last 40 years, God has taken me on some unbelievable adventures. I know people all over the country. I know people in Central America and South America and the Middle East. People I would have never known, experiences I would have never had, opportunities to serve that would have never come my way. I had the privilege over these years to serve alongside some incredible people in the churches that I've served, as well as serving alongside some really good colleagues in ministry. 40 years ago, I could have never imagined the adventure that God would have taken me on just because I was curious about what God could do in and through my life. Journey hasn't always been easy. There have been lots of hard work. It's been stressful, and there have been times I wanted to quit. But I always knew that God had an adventure waiting for me. And God has a great adventure waiting for you. If you are curious enough to say yes and to follow wherever God is leading you, if you follow God in giving yourself to serving others, to making a difference in other people's lives, you are the one who will be blessed. You don't have to follow God. When you hear and recognize that call from the Holy Spirit, you are more than free to say no. You're free to stay back with the sheep like Balthazar. But you will miss so much. You'll miss the adventure. You'll miss the joy. You'll miss the peace. You'll miss the difference that you can make in this world and particularly in people's lives. But you're also free to say yes. And you get to say yes. You get to follow God into some wonderful, wonderful adventures. And so my prayer for you, my prayer is that you will be like the shepherds who heard that message from the angel that night, the ones who were curious about what waited them in Bethlehem, those who were willing to walk to Bethlehem to see this baby that would be the Messiah, the Savior of the world. May you be curious like them, and may you be blessed like them. Don't be like Balthazar, but be curious about what God can do in and through your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.